Let's not forget, it's not anymore the very natural place similar to what you will see in a couple of hours, okay? The other one was never changed from being a natural place, you know. Nothing is built on it, nothing is or was planted, and the place creates a much more authentic atmosphere to begin with. Okay, now here is because of the changes. If the place, I mean, the few steps that we climb represents Golgotha, represents the little higher place where, you know, punishment has to be done in a conspicuous place where everybody around in the city should see it. Everybody that travels nearby. Okay, so this is what was left of. Here is where the garments were shed already by the soldiers outside. He's now only with what he's wearing around his waist, as you can see. Now, you know that the world, the Catholic world relates to it as, you know, Isaac is told, Abraham is told to take Isaac to the Mount Moriah, right? To offer him as a sacrifice. The child Isaac is released when a ram was caught with his horn, right? So this shows you, the mosaic behind me shows you this picture, right? They did it on purpose because they say Isaac was released, but Jesus becomes now the Lamb of mankind. And therefore you see the other mosaic over there. And this marks the place where they believe, the Catholic world believes, the Catholic and the Orthodox world believe, that this is where they placed the cross, or they prepared the body to be nailed to the cross. And since it is now shared by so many, so this part here is the other of the Catholic world. And the other one, if you will move now with me one step ahead, this is the Catholic author. And this is, by the way, sterling silver made author. The author. And this one, the next one, next to, you see the image of the crucifixion, is the Orthodox. And they say here is where Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, is crucified. And many people waiting in line like them, and we are not going to do so, they're waiting in line because they want to go near where they believe this is the authentic place, to put their hand on the rock that carried the body. The same as people like to come to put hand on the tomb of King David over there, right? So the same thing is here. The people wanted to lay a hand. These people are ready to wait in line in order to put their hand to feel a personal touch with this rock that carried the body. And we are not going to do so unless you want to do it on your own. And we will take down the steps, we will go around to see it from this side for pictures, and then we'll take the steps down to continue. A little arc with an image of the woman there, right? Mm-hmm. You see it?
Yes. Yeah.
Behind the glass.
Yeah.
And this, and a sword pierces her heart. Can you see it?
Yes. Yeah.
This is believed by them to be the very place where Mary the mother stood and was watching what is happening. And many Christian Catholic communities in the world have sent gifts to this church of a solid heart, you know, made of gold, shaped like a heart. And it is inside this case. So this is one of the relics, which is very, very, very heavy and holy and expensive.
Inside Mary.
So these are what, according to the list, according to the list, this will be the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th station. And yet, he is not yet brought to the burial. And the burial is the 14th station. And if you want to see this, then come down. This is where the crucifixion took place up there. Now they have to continue with the procession. The body is taken off the cross. It is soon Sabbath. They have to make sure that they will not contaminate the city with the dead not buried on a Sabbath, right? The burial must be before Sabbath begins. See, they carry a big honor. Okay, this picture is new, the mosaic. This wall is a new mosaic picture that shows you. Now the body is taken off the cross, okay? You see under the body, under the cross, you see the skull. You see the skull?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, why will people wait in line over there? Because they wanted to put their hand on the ground that carried the cross. You see what I mean? Okay, now, the skull is, they say that the skull of Adam. Adam did sin.
Adam
sinned. He ate the apple, right? In the Garden of Eden. But Jesus, and therefore they say that at the very same place where the first sin was made, the sinless is being offered as a sacrifice for the sins of mankind. And that's why Adam is there, according to the... Now, the body is taken off the cross. They have to... People intend to forget. Jesus was born a Jewish, lived as a Jew, and died as a Jew on the cross. People intend to not to relate it to. Now, this was the Jewish way of doing so. They will take the body off the cross here, and they will do it. And the next thing is to prepare the body for the burial, to wash the body, to wrap it with the shrouds, and to be ready to carry over with the shrouds into the burial. That's how they do it today. And here is, this is what you see. People are put, they put a hand, they kiss the rock here, they will pour some rose water on it, because to them it is a very very holy place. The body of Jesus was lying on the slab here to prepare it, what like to what you see on the picture here. Once this is done, they are now ready to continue with the procession, as the picture shows you, to go ahead to where the tomb is, to the burial. So if you will follow me, I'll see you there. Come over and follow me, please.